from the Victoria Native Friendship Center. I've been joined also by the Astronaut Advice Theater, because we the First Nations people, bear the brunt of the decisions from our ancestors from years ago when we were denied the right to our own determination, to determine where we were going to, and our children. Last week I read in the newspaper, in the province newspaper, 4,500 First Nations children's lives determined on what is going to happen with the transfer of the foster children going into our hands again, back into our care from the province, after the province has destroyed thousands of lives. We are standing here to say, we as mothers don't want to see the history repeating itself again. This is the very first attempt of women walking out throughout North America. Woo! So it's like, yay, you know, yay for Victoria and us. This is also... repeat of history of the trip to Ottawa from back in 1935 when our men hopped on the trains and that to go to Ottawa to say, hey, we're fighting. We need some food, we need some shelter. We need some money, we need some jobs. So this is an ongoing legacy. It's been going on for over 70 some odd years. So today, I'm asking for the women to walk. To walk, we're going to go down, I think we're going to go down Johnson Street, depends on what the women here want to do. We figured we'd go down Government Street and join up with the people along the way that are walking from the disability office. We have groups of women leaving Fairfield. We have women in that feel that they cannot walk out because their jobs are so essential. So I'm going to be passing the mic along, and I'm encouraging each and every one of us to share our stories along the way, to say, why are we here? And then at noontime, I'm going to be in front of Jesse's buffet there, and I will share the story about how this day came about, how this movement is growing. Because right now we've got women in Vernon who are banging the pots and pans. They started at 10:30. We've got Kamloops, Vernon, Thompson, the entire valley there has shut down their women's centers. We've got people in Prince Edward Island, Prince George, I should say. We've got people in Quebec that are also walking out. We've got people in Hawaii, San Diego, San Francisco that have all heard about what's happening here. And they're saying shame, shame on this government. Johnson or Pandora?
Johnson.